while judging the case about Trump's business fraud, where he claimed properties were larger and worth more than...
This is John Cargo from the town of Caro, New York. I'm the president of the Caro Historical Society, and you're listening to WGXC Acura 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, arthouse films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Caro, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options.
You were determined not to leave me where I was. You were teaching all about my victory. Wanted me to know what it means to not have to settle. And when they ask me how, oh, I just say, you.
too much anointing, too many levels, dimensions. I have to carry you. So Father, when they ask me how, I just say, you carry me.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and good morning. Happy Sunday morning, all you beloved of God out there, our Brightside family and friends and visitors. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here to let you know that there is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. You don't quit in the dip. Anybody feel like God is carrying you? Anybody need God to carry you? I picked that song for you, Jacqueline Carr, You Carried Me. I was talking to somebody the other day, beloved, and I told them God was carrying me. And they said, well, God's carrying us all the time. I said, no, God is not carrying us all the time. He tells us that we have a race to run. He told us that the young men will grow weary and old men will faint, but they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. He said, we can run and not grow weary. We can walk and not faint. Sometimes we got to run this race. Sometimes we got to walk this walk. But sometimes we need God to carry us. Do I have a witness? Amen. Yes, beloved, God is carrying me right now, and I'm grateful, I'm glad about it. And listen, if you need him to carry you too, you just say, Lord, you got me. You take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Amen. He carried me. I'm loving that song right now. Miss Jacqueline Carr, hallelujah. After a while, God said, all right, now I'm going to put you down here. Come on, get on your walk, get on your race. Amen. I'm with you. I ain't going to leave you. Hallelujah, but you got to do what you got to do. But right now, for some time and for some of us, God is carrying us. To God be the glory. Am I right about it, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, our audio engineer extraordinaire?
You are absolutely right about that. And good morning, Brightside listeners. It's a frosty one out there today.
Really? Well, you know, I'm downstate right now, and you know, I'm in a building. It's like the tropics in here. The heat is, I got a fan on.
Well, it ain't that way outside, but you know
oh
what?
My.
The change
oh
of the
my.
Season is upon us.
Well, I thank God for the oil delivery I got last week. I'm ready for it.
You ready?
Going, praise the Lord. I'm glad about it. So hopefully when I get home, it'll be nice and warm for me. And listen, if you're out there and you need some help, you don't have heat, reach out, keep knocking on the doors, keep ringing the bells till you get some help. Amen. We have so many services in our community to help people. I don't know if they're going to help everybody, but they help somebody. They help me. So I want you to know, don't stay there and freeze. Amen. Reach out and get some help. Catholic Charities, your local church, the Department of Social Services, et cetera and so forth. Go to the county mayor. Keep knocking on the doors and the windows, beloved, till the door open up. I want to just say on that note, congratulations to all those who won in the elections that we just had. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. So glad that Election Day has come and gone. Want to give a shout out. Last Sunday, Brother Martin, I was worshiping at Payne Amy Church with a candidate for DA. And this Sunday, he is the DA elect. And I just want to say thank God. It was such a pleasure to meet and to meet on a couple of occasions and to worship last Sunday. He was a candidate. Amen. And he was in church worshiping with us. And we're so grateful. Mm-hmm. And God bless you to our new DA elect, Brother Chris Liberati Conant. And also to our new county judges. Hallelujah. So excited about Mike Howard. He's been a public defender and a defense lawyer for so many people mm-hmm. that I've known over the years, and just so grateful to for his victory. And of course, Brian Herman, he's been the judge in I don't know, a lot of places, I guess, and he won. And my friend Bob Gibson, Department of Social Service Commissioner, I count him a friend. He's been working so hard to do some things in the community and get some things in place, and he came in close. Amen. And for everybody who ran a good race, but especially those who won, And for those who are retiring, thank you for your service and give honor to you. We pray for our leaders. I read a quote today or a couple of days ago and say, our leaders don't pick their voters. We pick our leaders. Amen. Yep. And so.
And I was about to say, that's a testament. You know, those wins are a testament to the power of the people. This is what happens when you come out and vote. You can make change. So, you know.
Amen.
Congratulations to all our voters out there. First time voters, you know, long time, you know, voters. Congratulations.
And congratulations to the voters and the committees and the people that get to the feet to the ground to make it happen. But I also want to say you pointed out on our Tuesday show last week that in the local elections, that's where one voice, one vote really counts. And I saw in a couple of races, I think there was one race that the person won by 2 votes. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Another race I saw the person won by 8 votes, you know. And so that's just something, especially in the local elections. We have had so much. I know I grew up thinking the presidential election was the big one and the important one. But it's actually those local elections that mean so much. So we're so grateful. They all mean a lot, but in the one voice, one vote count, it's the local thing. And congratulations to the city of Hudson, to the mayor being reelected, the common council president being elected, the city treasurer being elected, all ran unopposed. And to all our town supervisors and town council and ward supervisors and all the propositions that passed. And we just pray and we pray for the city. The city is the county seat. And we pray for the city. The word of God tells us to pray for our city. Amen. And so we don't take that lightly. So we just say even now, Father God, we thank you for our city, Lord, and locally in Columbia County, but cities all over. Oh, God, we pray for our city leaders. We pray for those who have been elected in office. We pray for those who are transitioning out of office. We pray for their family members, those who have families that are serving along with them, God, for we know that when someone takes a position in authority and leadership, Lord, it affects the family too. There's sacrifices they have to make. They still have personal lives. They still have family lives, Lord. And so we pray for them for increased favor and increased grace with God and man. We pray, Lord, that the devil can do them no harm. We pray, oh God, that you will bless and give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Know what needs to be done and understand how to go about doing it, Lord. As the prayer Jabez said, Lord, expanding their territories, Lord, and blessing them that they do no harm. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, beloveds, amen. We are here with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do. We got it right here where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here. We have always, I want to say thank you. Speak your name. Have your way in the room. Ransom and dance. Dance, dance, dance. After that, beloved, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. I don't know. My intro was a little long. I might have to cut out a song along the way. But hallelujah. Happy November. Happy post-election day. Always, Lord, we look to you always. Brother Devante Patton helps us with this song.
Come on, can you lift up your voice? Come on, lift up your voices.
Father, I trust you. Father, I trust you. Father, I trust you. Always. And Father, I need you. Can't do life without you. Father, I need you. Always.
Who has that testimony in the room? Sing it with us, Father.
Father, I trust you.
Father.
Father, I trust you.
You got it, Father.
Father, I trust you.
Somebody say always.
Always.
And sing, Father, I need you.
Father, I need you.
Can't do life.
Can't do life without you.
You got it, Father.
Father, I need you.
Somebody say, always. Hallelujah. The next part is just going to ask him to heal us. Say, Father, please heal me.
Father, please heal me.
Anybody need healing? Father.
Father, please heal me.
Come on, somebody in the hospital room, make this your prayer.
Father, please heal me.
Always. Come on, sing, Father. And bring me the victory.
Bring hey. Me the victory.
Sing, Father.
Father, hey. Please heal me.
Always.
Always.
Hey. Forever and ever, endeavor, always. Father, provide for me.
Provide
Does anybody
me.
Need provision? Father.
Father,
come on, if you're standing in need, ask him.
Father,
to do it,
always.
Sing, Father, yeah. Come on, ask him, supply every one of my needs. Hey, come on, sing, Father.
To thank God for, just help us simply tell him thank you. Come on and sing, Mara.
If I never live another day.
Yes.
If I never see another smiling face.
If I never breathe.
If I never breathe another breath.
Or take another
or
step.
Or take another step. I want to say thank you.
Sing it.
If I never hear what's to be heard, if I never speak another word, if I never see another sight or take another bite, I wanna say thank you, thank
Come
you.
On, company.
Oh. If I never have another talk, if I
foundation of what you're going to do for me today. Thank you for healing my body when I was sick, Lord, you did it.
Something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name, power is released. As we bow down before you, every demon has to flee. something happens.
Something happens in the room.
Our hands go up. And we can't wait to see.
Wait to see what you're gonna do.
We can't wait to see what you are going to do.
We won't move until you have your way. Everybody put those hands together right here.
Feel this place, we won't move until you have your way. Feel this place, Lord, feel this place, and we won't move until you have
everybody
your way.
Everybody say, feel,
you say.
FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're listening to The Bright Side somewhere, right here with me on WGXC. Have your way, Lord. We bring you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got coming back with In the Room, Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, and featuring Naomi Rain. Yes, beloved. After that, Dance by Marcus Jordan, and then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Thank you. ought to just say, have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Jesus.
Somebody ought to say, have your way, Lord. Oh, Lord. Look at somebody say, we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to have a good time tonight. Listen, we're moving. I wrote a song and said it's more than coming to church.
I'm not forsaken, never alone. The God of heaven calls me his own. He's not just seated upon the throne. I know he's right here inside my home. I've got a treasure here in my heart, and in my weakness, it won't depart. I have a Savior who will abide. He's not just with me, he lives inside. Just go as Daniel is. Our God will bring you out, and he will testify. He shuts the lion's mouth. Go ask those Hebrew boys if he'll stick by your side. They will identify the fourth man in the fire. They'll tell you, oh, he's in the room. Oh, he's in the room. I've got a treasure here in my heart, and in
Pray.
blood we've been redeemed. I am no longer bound, no chains holding me. I dance because I'm free. Everybody dance.
Beloved, I will dance like David danced, dance before the Lord with all my might. He has given me victory. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Listen, you don't have to wait till it happens. You can just give God thanks now. Amen. Dance. I love that. I love that. I love that. Praise the Lord. Praise your way out of it. Hallelujah. Sometimes the only way to get through it is with a hallelujah. A song and a dance. Oh, beloved. Love it, love it, love it. Well, listen, beloved, I want to just share with you. I had a wonderful, wonderful day yesterday. I tell you, the God of grace and the grace of God is so great, so good. I didn't even know how I was going to make it through the day, but he got me through it. So we had our Bible study in the morning. Listen, if you want to learn about the Bible, well, we're wrapping up our fall. Actually, next Saturday is our fall wrap-up. We'll be back and study in the winter. But reach out, you know, because we have some good, good discussions and some wonderful insights to get shared. So I had that in the morning, and that's the 8:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a Zoom thing. Then I had a luncheon. Shout out to the Second Baptist Church family. And the wonderful luncheon that they had for their pastor and First Lady, Reverend Pastor Brother Dr. Richard Turpin and Reverend Suzette Turpin, dear friends, very involved in our ministry of prayer. Reverend Suzette is for several years now, and so with just a beautiful event. Shout out to the Community Life Church, the Second Baptist Church family, just elegant, excellent. And just beautiful time there. Then I had to go to a memorial service in Catskill also. The mother of one of our dear sister and sister friends had passed on. And so the family was gathering from near and far for that memorial service. And then I had to get to downstate to attend the Detective Keith L. Williams Memorial Charitable Fund Black Tie Affair. And again, such a wonderful, excellent presentation and celebration of life. And shout out to the honoree, Inspector William Faison, who has a program called Aviation for Us, where he teaches young Black African American and brown children how to fly planes. Isn't that wonderful? And shout out to the Deputy Commissioner of Community Affairs for he was the keynote speaker. And just to the Williams family, Rita Williams and Tennille Williams, the CEO of the KLW Memorial Charitable Fund, of lifelong friends, just a beautiful, beautiful affair. At this affair, the mayor of New York City, Mayor Adams, came to speak. And shout out to him. He spoke about the death, you know, Detective Keith Williams. I've shared the story before. High school friends and married my best friend in high school, and he was killed in the line of duty. And they took that pain and they pushed past that pain into the promise and the possibilities and have done some wonderful things. And so Mayor Adams was sharing about how quantum physics, I think he said, has proven that there's an energy, that we are made of energy, and that this energy continues to live on after we have passed on, and this energy never dies. And so with all due respect and give honor who where it's due, and certainly the Honorable Mayor of City of New York, my Bible tells me that that energy that he was referring to refers to the spirit. Amen. It refers to the spirit that returns to the Father who sent it, and also that while we are in this body, a house for us, for the spirit that God sent and lent to the world, that we have work to do here. And, you know, that spirit never dies. It's an eternal spirit, right? And so part of our experience here on the earth, according to Judeo-Christian belief, is that when we leave this body, we go back to the Father who sent it, and we give an account of what we did while we were in these bodies, in this terrestrial ball. And so that prompted me, because like I said, I conducted a memorial service yesterday, and it prompted me to want to share a couple of things from the memorial service. And then this morning, I was looking at one of my devotionals, one of my favorite devotionals from the Upper Room. And it wasn't the Upper Room, I'm sorry. It was the Inspiration Ministries devotional. And in that devotional, it also talked about this continuation of life. Amen. And so a wisp of vapor is titled, and it says, we do not know the least thing about what may happen in our life tomorrow, what is secure in your life. You are merely a vapor that is visible for a little while and then vanishes into thin air. And the writer, you know, he refers to this gentleman Joseph Conrad, who had written this novel called Youth, expressing the feelings that are common to young people for whom it seems like life will never end. Yet as we age, we understand more clearly that life is short. The Bible says it is like a wisp of vapor. It quickly fades and is gone. It goes on to say many marketers want us to forget these facts, urge us to live for today, and try to persuade us that we will find contentment and pleasure through more things and more experiences. We constantly are being bombarded with announcements designed to leave us discontent and lusting after things and experiences. In themselves, there is nothing wrong with new things, but we must remember that these things can be just chasing the wind, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 14. These pleasures don't last, can destroy us, consume our hearts, and take our minds off serving God. And then the writer goes on to say, ask God to give you his perspective on your life and the things of this world. Don't spend your time just chasing the wind or pursuing things that cannot produce lasting satisfaction. Ask him to help you evaluate your heart. Where is your treasure? What are you doing with your time and resources? Remember, life is like a wisp of vapor, gone in a flash. Make your life count into eternity. Invest in God's kingdom. And then there's a question. Based on how you spend your time and your money, where is your treasure? Based on how you spend your time and your money, where is your treasure? Oh, beloved, it's something to think about. We don't think too much about, you know, what happens after this. Some people think nothing. And some people think, well, it's got to be something. Hallelujah. Something else is going to happen, right? And then, beloved, hallelujah, there are those of us who know and believe that we're going to go on and we're going to see Jesus. And we're going to hopefully hear him say, well done. Yesterday, I shared this poem, and I want to share it with you before I end up my time here today. It says, I am living now to live again, by Chauncey Piety. It says, I am living now to live again, for life is too good to close. As the body breaks with the weight of years, the soul the stronger grows. I am living now to live again, For God within leads on from dream to deed, from deed to dream, and shall when earth is gone. I am living now to live again, as spirit values will. For the soul I build of spirit stuff, no death can ever kill. I am living now to live again. Flesh and bone will turn to dust, but my soul, a part of the eternal God, can live, will live, it must. Amen. Well, vapor, essence, energy, spirit. Hallelujah. I'm living to live again. Amen. How about you? How about you? Jesus said, amen, that I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you can be also. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it weren't so, I would have told you. Amen. Listen, beloved, this is Pastor Kimmy, a perpetual optimist, and I'm saying I'm here to live now so I can live again to the glory of God. Enjoy your Lord and enjoy your life, beloved. Hallelujah. You only live on this earth once. Well, that's my social commentary for today. Yes, it is. And but we got more music. Yes, we do. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Aretha Franklin said, think about what you're doing to me. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. So we're coming back. And then after that, I will have my final word. I think we're coming back. Praise the Lord with more music.
We are. We are indeed coming back. But what do you want to come back with?
Well, you know what? I don't have my playlist in front of me right now.
I'm gonna pick one.
Well, you got something on there. Yes, yes. The Here Moonlight After the Spiritual Social Commentary. How about that one?
Can't help but move. difficult time. I got a message for you. You gon' make it, baby.
Yes, beloved, we pray and ask God to open up a window and let a blessing fall on you today, this week. Amen. We are looking for and expecting a supernatural intervention of God, a move of God. God is moving, and while on us, God is calling. Lord, don't pass us by. Amen. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. I want to say happy birthday to all you November birthdays. Any special days, national days this week? I missed out last week, but I want to shout out veterans today. Veteran holiday weekend, celebrating, honoring those who have served and those who are here still with us. Thank you for your service. Thank you, families, for hanging in there and sticking with your vets. And thank you for our government, who is doing a great job and room for improvement. But I see more and more things coming through. Shout out to Wounded Warrior Project. Shout out to all those, the VFW, and all those locally who serve our vets regularly. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen. Listen, until we meet again, hold on to the thought that no matter how gray the day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. The S-O-N is still there, too. And he lives inside of us if we let him do it. Well, I love you. Remember never to forget, God loves you. And love on somebody else, because all the world needs love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Listen, we're going to leave out with this song. I want to also shout out Senator Michelle Hinchy. I want to shout her and her team out. They bestowed upon me an honor as this woman of distinction in New York State. And there's going to be a presentation of that award in the community next Sunday. So I'm going to shout her out and her team. Thank you so much. Those who nominated me, those who have been working with me in the trenches for all these years, getting me to a point where somebody would say this is a woman of distinction. I give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, team, for coming together and making this celebration, community presentation happen. Shout out to Pastor Gloria and the Paint Amy Church, where the service will be held and the presentation will be made. And also Mr. Paul Cacogno, who is working in the kitchen to do something wonderful in terms of a reception. Listen, if you can stop by. Just reach out to me, Overcomer Ministries, 12534@gmail.com, if you want more information. All right. God bless you, beloved. Have a great week, and stay well, stay safe, stay blessed.
I know you've been broken, I know you've been suffering, come through tough times, but you will live again. I know you've been hoping, praying and fasting, waiting to hear an answer from heaven, but you will rise again. Oh, this time you're gonna be greater.
Stronger.
He only tests you for a while. Now he's about to make